So I have a student who's asking if my free high-yield PDFs and the NVMe exams are enough to get him through the step one exam now that it's pass-fail. I have a very excellent piece of information regarding this. There's actually four things you need in order to get through the step one exam. Four things I recommend, okay? People are going to have their differing points of view, but I'll articulate the four things I see as most important for your step one prep. Not going to be a lengthy clip. So before we get started, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give the video a like. I really appreciate it. Find me on Instagram at melman_medical, MELMAN_medical. The link is down below. Find me on Telegram. Recently created a Telegram group and channel. Links are down below. Now I'll start the clip. So what are the four things you should use for your step one prep to get you through? The student's absolutely right. NVMEs and PDFs are two of them. So the NVMe exams, NVMEs 20 through 30, you're going to assiduously memorize / review. You're going to convert all of your incorrects into you're going to screenshot them into a Word document, save as a PDF or as Anki cards that you can whip through. So I've made plenty of clips on how to review the NVMe exams. I'm not going to do a lengthy discussion on that here, but the point is, yes, NVMe exams are vital. You would carry a high degree of temerity and audacity to not review those prior to your exam for step one and step two. The second component is, yes, my free high-yield PDFs on my website. For step one in particular, the high-yield arrows. Very fucking important. That's the most important PDF I've developed because that will specifically get you over the pass mark. I've also made prior clips on high yield arrows, and I'll put out future clips on it, discussing it in more detail. But to close that gap from a non-pass to a pass, that exam, very fucking valuable. Students tend to like, neuroanatomy, biochem, immuno. I see some of the comments on Reddit. That's what students like. They're not necessarily pass level though. I mean, you can get a lot of, you can miss all your fucking neuroanatomy questions and pass the step. I mean, you need to not fuck up hormones, okay? You need to get all your hormone questions right. Like, it doesn't matter if you know fucking lateral versus medial pontine syndrome, but you don't know like high versus low aldosterone, okay? No excuses. So you gotta get through high yield arrows. You gotta know your congenital disorders, VHL, TSC, NF1, NF2. Duchenne, cystic fibrosis, et cetera. You got to know your hereditary conditions. So NVMEs, PDFs, those are two components. The third, UWorld. Now, some students will say, okay, well, pass, fail, step one. Do I need to do all of UWorld? Look, if you're short on time, if you're really, you're trying to get through on a very limited timeline because you've got work or rotation based constrictions, then, you know, it's never cookie cutter where we could, yes, choose to intentionally curtail UWorld to get you through a pass in step one. But I articulate the point that in general, for most students, you should just get through all of UWorld for step one, because bear in mind, the best prep for 2CK is just solid step one prep. You still need to know how fucking cardiac tamponade presents on step two the same way you do for step one. So there's overlap. The concepts are really important. So of course, none of the, you know, molecular nonsense or embryology, you know, there will be things that don't carry over, but don't view your step one prep as a waste of time in terms of helping you for step two. Okay. So I see getting through all of UWorld with the thorough explanations. I still see that as valuable. Okay. For the overwhelming majority of students, I still see it as foundational for you to get through a quota of questions, okay? So you're going to do UWorld, integrate them with the PDFs. I made prior clips on how to do that, as well as the NVMe exams late. And then the fourth thing is my audio cue bank here on the YouTube. I think at the moment, most students aren't aware of it. I mean, who the fuck am I, right? I mean, that I have a small channel still, but I think that you go through the audio cue bank questions on the YouTube here on downtime while you're brushing your teeth / flossing, while you're commuting, while you are at the gym, while you're cooking. I think going through the audio cue bank, very fucking important, not because I'm preaching my own content, it's because I genuinely create content that helps you, okay? It comes from a place of good intent. It's very fucking effective, the audio cue bank, okay? So you do those questions, very solid for you. Now look, I don't want you sitting at home spending 8 hours straight on my audio cue bank at the expense of the NVMe exams, etc. No, I don't want that. I just want you to make sure you get through all your questions, you get through the PDFs, and then on downtime, when, as I just fucking said, when you're e.g. brushing your teeth or flossing, you can have your phone there with the YouTube and it plays a clip. that's really effective for you. Okay. So those are the four things I recommend: the NBMEs, the PDFs, UWorld, and my audio QBank on YouTube. You know the deal. I'm going to continue to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel, and I appreciate your time. That's it.